Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and I'm super happy to be here with you today. Welcome to the solstice, the fall solstice. Beautiful day today. Lots of clear blue skies today, and hopefully it's just as nice where you are as well. I'm happy to be here with you today. I have a quick show that's all around how to thrive personally and professionally right now in today's changing economy. Many of you already know this. Things are changing rapidly. It's incredible what's happening in today's environment. And for those of you who are conscious beings, who are awake and aware, you've already, chances are you've probably felt this shift happening already. It's incredible the difference. You know, I've heard many, many people talk about the changing times and that things were changing rather quickly and that they were experiencing some changes. But I also, just this past Saturday, received information from the universe about this changing times. And I thought, you know, I need to share it with you guys. I need to let you know what information I'm getting, and I know it will help you to best navigate the changing times. So I'm also going to share with you the top three strategies that you can adopt right now in your business that can really make a difference for you and your level of success. So it's going to be a great show, a quick one, but a great one. So first of all, I'd like to share with you the information that I'm receiving. And I receive this, many of you know that I'm a channel for a group of high vibration beings called the One Voice. And the One Voice is talking about how there is tremendous change going on around us in business, personally as well. Many of you have been feeling a little probably off kilter, you know, not quite sure what to do with this energy that's shifting and changing. Well, what's happening now is we're seeing a lessening of the previous energy around money and capitalism. There's a real shift happening that is changing the way we do business for the last 50 years. So up until now, with how business has been done with the focus on profit, those businesses that are only focused on profit are going to have a really challenging time during this new economy. And I don't know what else to call this new environment other than it's a new economy happening. So we're going to start to see many, many businesses actually go under for those businesses that are too large to navigate these changes, and the businesses that continue to overwork their employees. You know, the statistics are out there. Forbes magazine says that 70% of employees in North America hate their jobs and are disengaged. Now, here's the thing. You know, as I started to think about these changes that are happening in the economy, if that many people are dissatisfied with their jobs, and if they're overworked and they're not earning enough money, then there's going to be a huge exodus from the workplaces. And that's what I'm seeing going forward is people are going to get so fed up where they're like, you know what, I am so done with this. My employer doesn't care about me. They don't value me and my work. And that's going to cause someone to actually leave their job. It's going to cause a lot of people to leave their jobs. So that's going to be a very interesting thing that takes place over the next 12 months. And however, the companies that are creating a strategy to engage their employees, to create value for the employees, and that's key, they have to create value for the employees. Those are the companies that are going to really thrive in this new model going forward, because employees are going to feel valued. They're going to feel like they want to genuinely engage in the success of the business. They'll feel like a partner in the business. So that's going to be a really neat thing that happens. Secondly, this changing times, the energy that's available, we're going to start to see more people aligned with their gifts and their purpose. their actual reason that they're here on earth. So they're going to step into those gifts. And now, unlike previously, but right now, they have the energy available to them, the energy inwardly, like personally, the drive, but they also have the support from the universe and also in the economic environment for people to buy their products and services that has never been here before. Previously, maybe in another incarnation it has been, but in this incarnation, this is the time that more and more people are going to be able to start their passion-based business and earn money doing what they love, which I think is so amazing. I just love that this is happening right now. So that's the main message that I'm getting from the One Voice right now, are those things, that business is rapidly changing, and that people who up until now haven't been able to create a passion-based business or a business that they truly love or align with work that they truly love, that really fills them with meaning, we're going to be able to do that now. So I hope all of our listeners out there who are hearing this, you can get excited about this time because things are changing and you're going to love the changes as long as you do. And I'm going to share with you three amazing steps for you to step into this new energy and thrive personally and professionally. And I'll say them backwards. So essential step number three is adaptability. You have to be nimble during this time and highly adaptable. What that means is start recognizing your own business, you know, what is working for you, and you can consider your marketing strategies, your client acquisition strategies, and also your client relationship, it's called CRM, your client relationship management tools. So it's client-specific, you know, whatever is working or not working in that area of your business, start to take a look at that and make some changes, you know, be really adaptable. Okay, number two is think globally. So here it is. Essential step number two is really think globally when you consider your business. Now, we all know that we need to be on the internet, and we all know that social media is powerful. But are you really using those tools in their best way? And that's the key with this, because as you start to engage with your audience in a more meaningful way so they can consume your information, and that's like basically deliver your information in a way that brings value to your audience. However, that, you know, whether it's online via your writing or maybe you're into radio shows or whatever, you pick your medium, and then make sure that you supercharge it with value for your audience and have them work toward a specific goal. You know, maybe you're helping people become financially free, or maybe you're helping people create a healing practice. You know, like whatever it is, have them walk through a very specific process so that they can start to make these changes in their lives. And as you put together your material, make sure you're thinking globally. This is big. This is a big time of change, and you don't want to be thinking too small-minded. Because oftentimes I see that's one of the biggest mistakes people make in business. They think their small business is keeping them small-minded. And we can't, you know, we really got to move through that process. So don't let your small business keep you small-minded. Keep open to the bigger picture and reaching larger and larger audiences, because that's one of the essential keys to success for sure. And the number one key that I find that is essential for success, personally and professionally, is keep your focus on contribution rather than consumption. Now, what does that mean? Well, here's the thing. The old paradigm, and I'm going to call this the old paradigm because things are changing so rapidly that the old way of doing business is going away very quickly, like literally within the next 12 months. And that's mind-boggling. I know. It blows my mind when I really sit and think about the consequences that are going to happen from this new time. And what's happening is businesses that aren't transparent, you know, that are, for instance, the companies that have fought labeling, the, you know, GMO companies that have said, no, we don't want to label our products because no one would buy them. They've won the battle up until now, but that's going to change. So over the next 24 months, we are going to, as a group, as a population, we're going to win that battle. We're going to see that companies have to label their products correctly because you have to know what's in them and how it's affecting your body. So that's awesome. So there's going to be full transparency going forward. So what that means for your business is do the same. You know, be fully transparent with your packaging, with your branding, with your marketing. And as long as you have really high value oriented products and services, then you can label them accordingly and let people know the incredible value that exists for them. Okay, so that's key. Transparency. Secondly, the number one for businesses to focus on contribution rather than consumption is authenticity. You have to align with your authentic gifts and your value that you're bringing into the marketplace. So only focus on those things that you can really genuinely, authentically share with your market and your people, and then go for it. So focus on how can you contribute to the betterment of other people's lives rather than how much money can you earn. That's the key shift in terms of what's happening in our economic environment. We have to turn the focus away from profit and put the focus back on what matters, which is employees, your products and services, and your customers. Keep that on the high focus. So engaging the employees so that they love their jobs, they feel heard, they feel valued, and that employee will do everything they can to assist you in being successful in your business. Secondly, creating high integrity products and services to really, really help someone in their lives. And lastly, being authentically you. You know, as you're authentic with who you are and your gifts, you're going to be able to attract many, many people to you. So those are the top three strategies. The third is adaptability. The second is think globally. And the number one is focus on contribution. Hopefully that's helpful for you. I have one more Upgrade Your Life weekend workshop this coming weekend, September 26th and 27th in Calgary. It's an amazing course. Many people have literally changed their lives from this course. And one person even said it was the last personal development course she thinks she needs. So that's a pretty powerful testimonial. So if you're wanting a little upgrade, if you're wanting to know, you know, how to move through this changing economic environment so that you can thrive personally and professionally, join us. I'd love to have you there this weekend in Calgary at the Acclaim Hotel, starting early Saturday morning at 9 a.m. For more information, send me an email. I'll be happy to email you all of the details. You can send it to Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Send you all the information, and we would love to have you there. You know, so think about it. As you're going through your life and, you know, maybe you're asking yourself that question now, well, how is it, you know, how can I really make a difference with my business and my products and services, and how can I move forward in a very powerful way? Well, we're going to help you do all of that this coming weekend. You're going to learn how to have clarity. There's a four-step strategy toward having clarity with anything in your life. We're going to teach you that. We're going to teach you how to uplift your vibration so that you can always be in a heightened state of contribution rather than consumption. It's going to be an incredible weekend, and I look forward to seeing you all there. Again, email me for more information. That's Jaden, J-A-D-E-N, Sterling, like Sterling Silver, at gmail.com. Have a terrific week, everyone. Remember, keep those things focused on fulfilling your soul's purpose and filling your wallet. Take care, everyone.
Why does getting to the airport have to be such a dilemma? Driving, parking, finagling a ride. Well, if you take Uber, it doesn't. It's easy. Just install the Uber app. Enter your destination, confirm your location, and within minutes, a car will pick you up. Whether you're catching the red eye or taking off at the crack of dawn, you can request a ride 24/7. So avoid the hassle. Install the Uber app now and take your first ride today. Uber, the better way to get there.